showbiz. This shit got me laid back real quick. Oh man.
Just laid back, you know what I mean?
Got that on the side right there.
Laid back right now, y'all.
We can't get too laid back. Listen here.
Bonsoir à toutes, bonsoir à tous, on espère que vous allez bien, Laid Back Moment numéro 23. Ça fait longtemps qu'on était parvenu dans le coin, on s'en excuse, même pas un regard, même pas un sourire vers vous, mais on était parti vers des contrées un peu plus ensoleillées. Quoique l'interview que nous aurons aujourd'hui, c'est l'interview de Michael League, fondateur du collectif de New York, exceptionnel, Snarky Puppy, une interview assez longue, ça nous prend une vingtaine de minutes entrecoupée de deux petits morceaux et des morceaux assez longs également. Dans tous les cas, voilà, cette interview, elle s'était déroulée dans un taxi parisien, sous la bruine, etc. Enfin bon, vous voyez, on a des envoyés spéciaux, c'est merveilleux. Vous êtes sur Divergence FM, Laid Back Radio et Laid Back Moments. Ce qu'on écoute en ce moment, c'est les Afro Rockers, une petite connexion entre Montpellier, Paris, je crois même Bruxelles, etc. Enfin bon, leur nouvelle EP vient de sortir sur le label Dunos Production. Il est en écoute, les liens, vous les retrouverez évidemment sur le site de Divergence. Et on écoute, nous, le titre Remember. À tout à l'heure.
You're pissed off, 'cause you don't know who you are, no. You should go back into your head and try to remember things that happened earlier, oh. The first kiss of your mother, the first step with your father.
Ça fait longtemps qu'on l'attendait, ce nouvel EP sorti le 3 décembre sur Dunos Production, Until We Meet Again, The Afro Rockers, avec la formidable chanteuse montpelliéraine Emma Lamadji. We'll be right back. The Afro Rockers avec Remember, extrait de leur EP Until We Meet Again, on en reparlera. Vous êtes sur Divergence FM 93.9 et Laidback Radio, c'est un Laidback Moment, c'est même le numéro 23. À suivre l'interview de Michael League, fondateur, bassiste et fondateur du collectif new-yorkais Snarky Puppy. Ils étaient en tournée en Europe durant 5 semaines, on les a attrapés au vol dans un taxi parisien. On remercie d'ailleurs François des taxis G7 d'avoir accepté de faire l'interview dans son joli taxi. Je sais plus, je crois que c'était une Mégane, je crois, mais ça on s'en fout. En tout cas, Snarky Puppy, collectif de jazz funk exceptionnel, vous allez voir mon accent anglais merveilleux. C'est parti, on se retrouve à Paris dans un taxi avec Michael League de Snarky Puppy.
Merci.
So Michael, nice to meet you. Nice to be, it's great to be available for an interview for Divergence FM and Laidback Radio. So you're the band leader of Snarky Puppy. Could you introduce yourself to your band briefly?
Yeah, absolutely. My name is Michael League. I started the band Snarky Puppy 8 years ago in Denton, Texas, and a lot has happened since then. Now most of the band lives in New York City, and we kind of use that as our home base for all of our touring.
Five album, more like jazz, pop, world funk things. I don't know how to describe the music of Snarky Puppy. Maybe you can describe it to us.
I think the only word that I can use that would be 100% accurate is instrumental, because that's the only thing that's consistent, is that there's no lyrics, it's instrumental music. But I think the band basically just takes what it likes from every genre, and that's the sound.
Okay.
Whether it's jazz, pop, funk, soul, blues, gospel, you know.
And it's more than a collective. It's pretty rare those days to have an eight-piece band. And you told us before that on your third album there were like 28 musicians. I don't know. Now it's like more eight-piece band.
Well, when we tour...
It's a collective or it's a band? How do you know?
Right. I mean, there's really about 30 people in the band, but we don't ever go on tour with more than 10.
Okay.
Just for practical reasons, it's very difficult to travel with more than 10 people. But when we make records, we kind of like invite almost everyone to play. So that's why our albums, even the live ones, have 23 guys on them.
Yeah. You're a professional musician, but you told us during the masterclass that it's more like a place to be fun, I don't know.
Yeah, well, everybody in the band is a professional musician, and everybody in the band plays with really famous artists.
Okay.
As a sideman. But this group is like our opportunity to kind of like do what we want to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, rather than kind of serving another artist's purpose, it's our opportunity to really play the way that we want to play. So it's kind of like a fun, like a playground for us. Yeah.
You founded your own label, to your record label, to defund, how do you say that, to broadcast your music?
Really,
other artists now, it's like more big adventure.
Well, we started our own label. It's technically a sub label of Ropadope Records.
Okay.
So we're still with Ropadope, but we started our own label not to advertise our music any further, but actually to expose our listeners to other artists that we loved. So that's why I did it, was because I feel like there are certain artists that are just like we used to be, where they're just getting started, they need publicity, and I figured that our listeners would be the perfect listeners for them.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why we started the label, to kind of team up together to expose our listeners to other music.
Okay. And the funny thing, you told it during the masterclass, it's a lot of people who are there today know you about YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
YouTube and your record, your live record, your live studio record.
Yeah.
And how YouTube helped you, how internet helped you to come in Europe, for example?
There's no way that we would be in Europe without YouTube. Absolutely. I mean, the way it happened was...
Internet in general.
Well, yeah. Facebook and YouTube have been like the two primary forms of advertising for this band. And exposure, you know. When we first made our DVD, Tell Your Friends, the first DVD that we made, before that, the only people who knew who we were people who had seen us at shows. And then once we made that and it went on YouTube, everyone started sharing it on Facebook, sending it to their friends. And as soon as that happened, I started getting emails from Scotland, from Indonesia, from Japan, you know, all of these people who I had never been on the same continent as, but they knew our music and they knew what we looked like. And it was crazy, you know. And I went on a little vacation to Europe. I came here in Paris, and I came to London just to kind of talk to musicians about us potentially playing here. And it was strange that everywhere I went, people knew the band and were recognizing me, which was really strange. It's a very strange thing when you're used to being very anonymous. And it's all because of YouTube.
Thanks to YouTube.
Yeah.
tomorrow it's the last show of your European tour. And how many shows Snarky Puppy did in 8 years?
Oh my God. in the last 8 years, I think the band's probably played 500 or 600 shows. I have no idea. A lot. This year, I think we will have played like 140. This is our last show of 2012 tomorrow in Paris at New Morning. And then we don't play until January, so we have almost a month off. but yeah, we've put in our time. We've played a lot of concerts.
And the jazzy thing, it's that every gig is different, no?
Definitely. You know, even though I think of us more as like an improvisational pop band, we really mix it up every night because we get bored very easily. The players on stage they're creative people and they get bored very quickly. So we do our best to kind of like keep things different every night, you know, just to entertain ourselves. Really.
For example, tomorrow you got some surprise for us. Or
we do have a little surprise. Well, we're gonna play a lot of music that we normally don't play live. Number one. And number two, I think we're going, I guess this won't be airing until after the show anyway, so I can say it, but we're going to have the whole band from Electro Deluxe play one of our songs, okay. Quartermaster, which is like a New Orleans kind of song, have them play that with us as an encore.
Oh, you played it today. And
oof. Yeah, we did. Yeah, but it'll be a lot louder tomorrow.
Vous êtes toujours sur Divergence FM en train de suivre un Laid Back Moment avec Laid Back Radio. Vous suivez toujours l'interview de Michael Leake, fondateur de Snarky Puppy. Si jamais vous ne comprenez pas bien mes questions avec ce merveilleux accent anglais, n'hésitez pas, appelez-nous à Divergence ou envoyez-moi un mail sur le site de Divergence. Je tâcherai de vous expliquer tout ça. Dans tous les cas, on écoute le titre Flood de Snarky Puppy, un extrait de leur album Tell Your Friends, et un album assez intéressant car on pouvait justement, c'est comme ça qu'on les a connus, principalement en Europe. Tout leur album était enregistré en studio, bien évidemment, mais aussi est disponible sur YouTube en vidéo avec 4 ou 5 caméras, etc. C'est assez impressionnant, il y a une dizaine de musiciens. C'est pour ça qu'on aime ça, c'est pour ça qu'on vous les présente ce soir sur Divergence FM et Laid Back Radio. Flood, Snarky Puppy. We'll be right back.
So I was wondering too, if one day, for example, like I have one other Brooklyn-based band, like a model. It's Soul Live. You know them? Soul Live. Oh yeah. Like Jazzy Freshing during 3 or 4 album and everything. And now they got vocals. Now they got another. They took another direction. Is one day maybe you Snarky Puppy going to ground up?
Well, we.
I saw a video.
Of us playing with singers. Yeah, well, we all play with singers with other bands. And actually, as a band, on the Ground Up DVD, it shows footage of us playing as Snarky Puppy behind singers, but for their project, not for our project. We're going to make a record in March with 12 different singers, actually, playing their music and also playing some stuff that I've written. But it's not like a Snarky Puppy album. But it's just an experiment. We're going to call it Snarky Puppy's Family Dinner because we do a concert series in New York City that's very similar to that, where we have different vocalists come up on stage and we play behind them. So we're going to do something like that. I think that's going to be really interesting. But as far as like adding a vocalist to Snarky Puppy, you know,
more like featuring stuff.
Yeah, I think it's just more like a side thing that we want to do for fun because we love doing that. But the sound of the band, I think, is instrumental. Now, that said, at any point, if we all in the band start feeling like maybe we should start having a singer, then we'll do it. But it has to be for creative reasons because we want it, not for like practical reasons, like more people will like us or something like that. It's like, you know, it's got to be for creative.
And to end it up this interview in this taxi, could you tell us a little bit about New York or Brooklyn, the ambient things of, why New York? And
sure. Well, why New York? I moved because New York is the center of the music world. You know what I mean? It's the sun around which all musical planets rotate, you know. The industry is there.
It's not a cliche.
Right. It's not a cliche. It's real. I mean, some of the best musicians in the world live there in large numbers. It's not just like a few of the best musicians in the world. It's just like, it's incredibly deep with great musicians. The industry is there. There's lots of clubs, lots of studios. There's every kind of music imaginable. It's very versatile. It's diverse. It's very stimulating. Mm. It's a stimulating place to be as a creative person. And outside of the musical element, it's just a really fun place to live. I'd imagine it's very similar to Paris. I don't have a lot of experience staying here, but you know, kind of that constant energy of people wanting to do things and create things, and it's just been. The last 3 years of living there in Brooklyn have just been a dream. It's been amazing. It's been perfect.
Thanks, Michael. Anything you want to add for our audience, or I don't know?
Just to say that, you know, any success that this band has had has been because of normal listeners enjoying the music and telling other people about it. And going out and supporting it, buying the records, going to see us play live. And I just want to say thanks to all those people that have done that, and I hope that each one of them understands that they are as important to the success of the band as any individual, you know, on earth, including the band members. I mean, it's like that we wouldn't be able to do what we do without people who go out and see us and support us and tell other people about us and send the YouTube videos around. And, you know, I mean, that's like, that's how we have any success. So thanks, I guess.
Okay. Yeah. Perfect. You have a website, huh? Can you tell us the address?
Yeah, snarkypuppy.com. We have lots of info there, as well as CDs, DVDs, T-shirts, and an online songbook, actually, for people who want to learn the music. And facebook.com/snarkypuppy is the best place to follow us, or Twitter @realsnarkypuppy. That's it.
Brilliant. Thanks, Michael.
Absolutely, man. Thank you.
On est arrivé là, monsieur?
Il faut qu'on fasse demi-tour parce que vous avez vu le numéro.
Ah oui, j'ai pas vu le numéro, non.
Et on remercie une nouvelle fois François des Taxis G7 d'avoir accepté de prendre son taxi comme lieu d'interview merveilleux. Merci à Michael League, merci à Snarky Puppy. Ils nous ont offert un concert exceptionnel. C'était le 4 décembre dernier au New Morning en seconde partie d'Electro Deluxe qu'on connaît bien dans les alentours de Montpellier. Voilà, c'est l'interview de Michael League, Snarky Puppy, une interview à retrouver en podcast bien évidemment, tout comme cette émission merveilleuse sur le site de Divergence, www.divergence-fm.org. On se réécoute un petit Snarky Puppy extrait de leur dernier album Quartermaster. Snarky Puppy, SnarkyPuppy.com. Voilà l'adresse de ce groupe sur lequel vous pourrez trouver tous les sons, tous leurs anciens albums, etc. Les liens vers les vidéos YouTube que j'évoquais précédemment. Je laisse la musique parler maintenant, c'est parti. On prend Quartermaster pendant 6 minutes 20. Et oui, c'est du long, c'est du jazz. Divergence FM, Let Back Radio, Let Back Moment. Snarky Puppy, Quartermaster, un titre exceptionnel à retrouver sur leur album sorti cette année, Ground Up, sorti sur le label du même nom, et oui, c'est étrange, voilà. Ainsi s'achève notre Laid Back Moment numéro 23, où vous avez pu entendre Michael League, le fondateur et bassiste de Snarky Puppy, en interview. Il nous reste encore un petit morceau de circonstance à passer, à écouter ensemble jusqu'à 21h. Enfin, j'espère que vous allez bien. Dans tous les cas, vous êtes sur Divergence FM, Laid Back Radio, Laid Back Moment. Foncez sur YouTube, Snarky Puppy. Vous pourrez voir tout ce morceau enregistré dans les conditions du live. C'est assez merveilleux, il y a une quinzaine de musiciens, c'est le bordel, c'est excellent. Et nous, on adore ça. À suivre, Grems, qui nous a offert un petit cadeau de Noël, on va dire ça comme ça.
La tempête, le nouvel an, les enfêtes, les soldes, les emplettes, le Père Noël est sans tiep, non mais sans deck. J'ai fait mon enquête, j'enterre cette saison qui pour beaucoup est élémentaire. Mes pensées font des grands cercles, la famille c'est les emmerdes. La vie, pas d'accalmie, c'est la magie chez les gens. Pierre, des virements et des transferts. Vivement dimanche, loin du ciment, le piment, l'océan et les trempettes. Les clients c'est les grands mecs, les enfants ça les tempères. Tout le monde est content, le petit 6 ans, la maman et les grands-pères. Le champagne et le blanc sec, la dinde ou la blanquette, le café, le saumon ou bien des chocolats à l'ancienne. Des marchands et des enseignes. Lumineuses, temps de rêve, elles sont venimeuses et tubiques. Le regard, ça t'entraîne. Des putes vicieuses, des vuideuses, de la branlette. Si tu vis seul, meilleur vœu et bienvenue en enfer. Drôle de période, les Simpsons, MTV et Dismiss. La guerre des étoiles, E.T., Jim Carrey et Will Smith. La bonne époque pour tous mes potes qui font des bisbis. Je fais des efforts, mec, mais c'est la mort de Merry Christmas. Super le sapin, de père pendant que tes mères vont faire le tapin. Je désespère d'en voir un. Qu'est-ce que j'aime ce parfum, cette saine chaleur. Je l'espère et Martin le sait, et les frères le savent bien. Pas de petite viande, pas de film, plutôt la petite bande. Ludo habite Arpa, du spliff couché à 8h30. La Widal Spatch, haha, Sky, c'est l'Irlande. Le 24 à 3, on a péta des guirlandes. Le papier cadeau, le joli ruban, le petit mot qui va avec. Ton papa n'a pas été invité à la fête. Ah, mais tu sais, il a été pris à la traître. Et pour le 25, il a été mis à la diète. Allez, joyeux Noël, kiffe bien ta paire de Jordan. Toi et ton super set de table parce que tu vas épouser Morgan. Ouah, le fer à repasser et les co-stars. Des polo battle et pour les tunés, y'aura du cosla. Allez, joyeux Noël, kiffe bien ta paire de Jordan. Toi et ton super set de table parce que tu vas épouser Morgane. Waouh, le phare passé et les costards. Les polo battle et pour les tunnels, y'aura du cosla. Allez, joyeux Noël.
Joyeux Noël, Merry Christmas. Mr. Tony, Mr. Deep, yeah. Joyeux Noël, yeah. Deep. Gay.
Grems a retrouvé avec le groupe MPDJ, Grems & Tech, Star Lyon et Mime sur l'album Haterville. C'était Joyeux Noël, Grems en solo, pour nous souhaiter un joyeux Noël, qu'il est gentil ce garçon. À la semaine prochaine, Divergence FM Laid Back Radio.
Laid back, I like this show, miss. This shit got me laid back real quick. Oh man, just laid back, you know what I mean? Got that on the side right there.
Laid back right now, y'all.
We can't get too laid back. Listen here.